Hi, welcome to Lit Reading. I'm Don McDonald. Many decades ago, my first experience with public storytelling was in high school. My forensics coach persuaded a very reluctant hippie to attempt interpretation of poetry. In a small act of rebellion, I went against convention by interpreting one of history's most bizarre poems, Lewis Carroll's Jabberwocky, from his 1871 book, Through the Looking Glass. Jabberwocky suited both my personality and my voice, providing me with a great opportunity to play with Carroll's wonderfully warped words and create an emotional tale using a unique and unusual language. Therefore, as the ideas for this podcast marinated in my mind, the piece that came burbling to the surface was this one. So please enjoy my first, albeit brief, lit reading, Jabberwocky by Lewis Carroll. "'Twas brillig, and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogoves and the mome raths outgrabe. Beware the Jabberwock, my son, the jaws that bite, the claws that catch. Beware the Jubjub bird, and shun the frumious Bandersnatch." He took his vorpal sword in hand. Long time the manxome foe he sought. So rested he by the tum-tum tree, and stood a while in thought. And as in uffish thought he stood, the Jabberwock, with eyes of flame, came whiffling through the tulgey wood, and burbled as it came. 1-2, 1-2, and through the vorpal blade went snicker-snack. He left it dead, and with its head he went galumphing back. "And hast thou slain the Jabberwock? Come to my arms, my beamish boy! Oh, frabjous day! Calloo, callay!" he chortled in his joy. "'Twas brillig, and the slithy toves did gyre and gimble in the wabe. All mimsy were the borogoves, and the mome raths outgrabe." Much of the language in Jabberwocky consists of what are called nonce words, in essence, created language that takes on meaning based on context. For example, it's obvious that manxome, as in manxome foe, means something akin to fearsome, and snicker snack is obviously the sound of cutting. Other words are actually defined throughout the text of Through the Looking Glass. Humpty Dumpty explains that brillig is actually 4 p.m., the time when you start broiling dinner. And mimsy means miserable and flimsy. Ah, those poor pathetic borogoves, which Humpty Dumpty explains are thin, shabby-looking birds with feathers sticking out all round, something like a live mop. I'm Don McDonald. Thanks for listening to Lit Reading, and if you've enjoyed this, please consider subscribing and maybe even leaving a review.